Welcome to Look Who's Talking, and we have Victoria, who is another of our Level 2 project candidates. And just a couple of weeks ago now, she provided us with a wonderful presentation. I wonder if you could introduce that to us a little bit, Victoria. Tell us about the topic that you chose and why you chose that particular topic, what your inspiration was.
Okay, well, I chose Was It Right for Committed Christian Women to Be Active in the Suffragette Movement? And my ideas for my topic really came around through meetings with my supervisor and also through discussions about things like my favourite subject and what topics within that subject I would like to explore. And we were studying women's rights in RS and, well, prejudice, and I thought it might be nice to explore that further. And then the idea of looking at different groups within that, the idea of the suffragette movement, I don't really know how that came around. That was mainly through my supervisor. And I just thought that would be quite a different and original idea. And it was something which I was genuinely quite interested in.
And you mentioned some of the inspiration at least came from your RE lessons. To what extent did what you found out during the course of your research feed back in? Did it help at all?
Yeah, it did actually, because in our exam we have to do things like support our opinions with quotations from the Bible and stuff, and obviously I now know a lot more of this, so it's very helpful for that, and it also really broadened my ideas and how I looked at topics within RS and even ones which weren't related to suffragettes and prejudice and things like that. I found it much easier to explore my opinions and discuss them.
That was quite interesting in what you said about broadening your experience and perhaps skills too. So, moving beyond RS, would you say that some of what you did, some of what you learned, and the skills particularly, rather than the content, could be used or has helped your studies in other subjects?
Definitely, yeah. I'm a lot more confident in formulating my opinions and things, and I have a lot more skills in just like essay writing and things like that, because I've learned how to structure an essay properly, how to argue different points and how to develop them. I've learned about organisation and timekeeping, and that it's really important just to get on with things and bounce back when something goes wrong, which are really helpful skills in everyday life.
Indeed, I couldn't agree more. So would it be fair to say that what you learn whilst doing the project is different to what you learn in a standard GCSE? Is the way that you do things very different?
Yeah, it is. You're learning a lot more independently, so you have to really keep an eye on yourself and be able to motivate yourself to do things, which I'm sure will be helpful when I go to university and things, because obviously you don't have set lessons and you have to really have your own motivation to do things. So it's been very helpful in that aspect, and just generally helped with everyday life, I think, just to learn how to get on with things and do things yourself.
Indeed, and thinking back to your presentation, which I was lucky enough to be able to enjoy, I think you could probably answer this question, which is, what kind of high points were during the course of your research, and what were the perhaps low points? What were the things that really stuck in your mind for one reason or another?
Well, I really enjoyed doing things like the research and writing the essay, getting to argue points of view and see what people thought and explore something which I'd never had the chance to explore before. But I also, there were some low points. Especially technology was not on my side for any of the EPQ, to be honest. It was only in the last sort of month that I was actually able to access my production log properly at home and work on that, so that wasn't really a high, to be honest. I just moments when I found it difficult to motivate myself, and I found it difficult to remain positive and stay in the project when the deadlines were changed quite a lot and I didn't really know when I was meant to be handing it in, and that was quite a stressful experience, and just found it quite difficult to remember that actually this would really benefit me in the long term and that I was interested in it and I should keep doing it.
Indeed, that's very true. So just drawing things to a close then, two questions, I guess. Firstly, if bearing in mind what you've just said, if you had the opportunity to repeat this at level three in sixth form studies, would you take it, or do you think that you've had quite enough now? Thank you very much.
I think I would take it. I think that when I was doing it, I was thinking, should I really do this in my AS and A2 years? But I think I would, because having come out of it with hindsight, it was actually really enjoyable to be able to be your own boss and learn what you wanted to learn freely and not have to stick with the curriculum. So yeah, I think I definitely will look into doing it for level three.
And finally then, if the year 10s are just starting right now, what advice would you give to a year 10 student about to embark on their level two project?
Well, it's the obvious piece of advice, really, which we got at the start of ours, which is don't leave it all to the end. But I didn't really necessarily take heed of that. And some of it I did, and some of it I left to the end. And I would definitely say that towards the end of year 10, there is so much going on. You think there's a lot in the autumn term, but there's so much going on later in year 10. And it's really good if you can have a lot of it out of the way by then. So definitely don't put it off, you know, use your holidays, use your weekends to try and get it done, and also make use of your supervisor, because they are really, really helpful.
Well, thank you very much indeed for that. It's been incredibly informative, and I'm really grateful for giving up your time. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you.
That was outstanding.